And then I started connecting the dots, right? This is why this disease is happening. This is the home therapy that we're suggesting. All right, my friends, the Ultimate OD Podcast. We got a quick hitter for you today, but it has value. You will make your office better by listening to this episode. We are educating our patients to be more productive doctors. We have the closing thought of the episode. This is the Ultimate OD Podcast. Here we go. All right, my friends, the Ultimate OD Podcast, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for an awesome 2023. We grew leaps and bounds. Spotify gives its Wrapped or whatever that was. And surprise, surprise, we grew. There's people in Sweden listening to us. I don't even know what they say in Sweden, but what's up, Sweden? We appreciate you. If you're from Sweden, I want to know what you think of the podcast. Send me an email, drlily@theultimateod.com. Need more of that Swedish listenership. Let's go. Now remember, we're on X, YouTube, Spotify, anywhere you find your podcast, Apple, iTunes, we're there. 2023 was amazing from a practice perspective for me, the podcast perspective. I've made so many new friendships in my mind, and I want to keep those going. That being said, we are always improving. We're always trying to get better. I'm going to be playing with the format of the podcast. Still coming out weekly, still talking optometry. I can't not talk optometry, but I need to make it more productive for me. One of the things that's been hard is I'll find a topic, I'll go into it, and then I have to find another topic the next week. Great, I've expanded my horizons, but there's a few things I want to dig much deeper into. So the very deep in-depth rundowns might be once a month, might be scattered in there. I'm still going to be talking optometry. We're still going to learn together. So bear with me as we change the format a little bit. If you want to hear certain things, if you like certain aspects of the podcast, let me know what they are and I'll continue to do those things. That being said, we're going to get better. That starts now. Okay? Today, I'm going to hit on one of the things that's been troubling me as a provider that's been holding my office back. And I think if you look at your offices, it's probably holding you back as well. And that's patient education. Okay? I have more than doubled my medical visits, my medical side of the practice. And you'd be surprised how many times a patient comes in for a blepharitis eval, a dry eye eval, for glaucoma and macular degeneration. They tend to know, but more of the anterior segment stuff, and they have no idea why they're coming in. They don't know why they're taking their drops, why they're taking omega-3s, why they're doing lid hygiene and such. And that's bothersome. I explain it in the office, and then my staff literally sits down and explains it before they have a follow-up. Like, we hit it twice, and the patient still doesn't know. That's a problem on my end. I need to do a better job of doing that, but what are we tasked with? We have to give a comprehensive exam, cover pretty much everything, including those nuanced features of that patient's exam in 10 minutes, if you're lucky, 15. Think about it. The time that you're doing the refraction, doing your slit lamp, making your notes, and then how much time you actually talk to the patient about the things that are important. I say 10 minutes, and that's, I'm exaggerating. We're in the exam for 10 to 15 minutes with the patient, but are we talking about the actual condition for that long? No. So I've toyed with a lot of things, handouts, brochures, absolutely. But my staff talks to the patients way more than I do. They are someone that can sit down and take that time, take that 10 minutes to discuss the condition. Well, in order for my staff to do that, they have to have more knowledge. So I recently had my monthly office meeting, which I've transformed. We'll talk about that in future episodes. But in the office meeting, we talked about our pillars, okay? Care, quality, timeliness, expertise, and consistency. At this particular meeting, I said our focus today is expertise. You are going to make yourself that much more knowledgeable so you can educate our patients. If you listen to this and you're not going to learn this, there's no, I'm too busy. This, I expect you to know, this is our standard. If it doesn't jive with you, this is not the place for you, period. Like I literally said that to them, and I'm going to hold them to that standard. I'll tell you how I'm going to hold them to that standard. But that being said, we started off with anatomy. I covered four things I thought were the most important. So lids and lashes, conjunctiva, retina, and that's optic nerve and macula. Those four things are what I need them to know. What's their purpose? What's their function? What diseases affect them? Okay? We talked a little bit of physiology. Yes, very little. And I talked a little bit about oxidative stress. Now, I did say oxidative stress, but I made it a fun, understandable analogy that wasn't totally scientific, but they can understand. And essentially, I said oxidative stress is rust in your eye. You see oxidation every day in Michigan. We see rust all over here. And when rust attacks metal, it puts holes in metal. That being said, what is rusting your eyes? Okay? An analogy that they understood that we could talk about. Then I talked about the four pillars, the basics that we do at our office. Ocular surface disease, glaucoma, macular degeneration, diabetes. Okay? We do myopia management, but that was not my focus for this talk. So those four things, and I went in depth from what the basics were of ocular surface disease, and that's blepharitis, Demodex, meibomian gland dysfunction, you know, neurotrophic keratitis. I kind of gave an overview of what's happening, why it occurs. Did the same thing for glaucoma, MAC degen, and diabetes. And then I started connecting the dots, right? This is why this disease is happening. This is the home therapy that we're suggesting. Right? We talked about lid hygiene and how debris gets caught up in your lids and lashes. Your lids and lashes are protective in nature to keep debris out of your eyes. Well, if you don't wash that away, it can be inflammatory in nature and lead to ocular surface disease. Glaucoma. We talked about how ultimately it's a sick optic nerve and perfusion affects the optic nerve. There's some kind of blood flow issue. Well, diabetics are twice as likely to get diabetes or to get twice as likely to get diabetes. They have diabetes. They're twice as likely to get glaucoma. Why? Well, I think it's a perfusion issue. But again, I'm having them connect the dots. Did the same thing with macular degeneration. We talked about that oxidative stress, rust in the back of the eye. You've heard of antioxidants. Everyone knows if they're sick, they want an antioxidant. And I kind of helped them connect the dots. You could see the light bulb was going off in their eyes. It was the aha moment. And I talked to them and I said, guys, what you knew before this meeting is what the patient knows. Now that we've discussed this, what I want you to do is take all those four diseases and I expect you to be able to explain the disease in layman's terms. So your assignment, and they have 2 weeks to do this, they have to explain all the diseases in layman's terms and their treatments. They have to write them down with their name on them. We're going to spread them around to the other staff. So they're all going to pass it out. And then they're going to explain it to each other. And now they're accountable. One, they are not going to halfway it, if you will. We're going to go through and do it because you are now going to do this in front of someone else. Right? We're accountable. We also are going to understand it at a level that they can convey to a patient. Right? I'm still going to work on brochures. I'm still going to work on the education that I give. But now I have another team that can help my patients understand why we're doing the treatments that we do. Now, why is this important from a business perspective? If patients understand what they're doing, they're more likely to be compliant. They're more likely to be compliant. They're happier and healthier. They tell their friends, this is what my doctor tells me to do, and this is why. Right? We're spreading the word. Two, if the staff believes, the staff can sell. You sell what you believe in. From a business standpoint, omega-3s, MacuHealth, AREDS2 vitamins, lid hygiene, warm compresses, IPL, low-level light therapy, Now they know why we're doing it. We're more likely to have more of those treatments happen. Yes, this is part of the business, but this is a good business. We are saving eyes by doing it. So that's my way of helping our patients get better care by educating my staff, and they can educate their patients. So that, in a big roundabout way, is our rundown and our office talk. That's what I'm doing. Let me know what you do in your office to educate your patients. What ways are you being a better doctor to get better care to your patients? I want to steal your ideas. These are mine. We'll have more for you next week. Where, oh, where did the time go? We are to the closing thought of the episode. Yes, we are to the closing thought much quicker than usual, but this has a purpose. We are going to have more content for you. Office talk still coming. Don't worry. Other episodes will have that. But again, I want us to be better in 2024. I need to go deeper into certain topics. This allows me to do that. Let me know what you need. I'll give it to you. That being said, I'm going to read this quote for you, and I thought it was very fitting. Overthinking is the biggest waste of human energy. Trust yourself, make a decision, and gain more experience. There is no such thing as perfect. You cannot think your way to perfection. Just take action. I mean, that said right there is what we need to do in 2024. Just take action. I put a lot of thought into the podcast, how it was going to change, and I said, nope, I'm going to provide value. I'm going to give you what you need, but I need to grow my office. I'm just going to take action. If I need to pivot, I'll pivot, but this is a new Ultimate OD podcast. 2024 is going to be amazing. Dr. Lilly out.